Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Ugh. Spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine. Discounts. Appointments. Online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom. Blocked. No more interruptions. No more stress. Stay connected. Stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's game time decisions. I am Gable Brunson. I'm on the grid. Let's do this thing. It's the countdown to kickoff. NFL playoffs rapidly approaching. Let's do this thing. Let's talk football so I'll stop arguing with people about Nickelback on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsRage. I am Gable Morency. And you know what? I'm putting my foot down. I don't know how or why Nickelback became some sort of punchline and, there's bad at Nickelback and, Nickelback. Number one, the only people don't like Nickelback are like people that have always been ignored by hot rocker girls. You're just jealous because these guys are rocking, driving around Beverly Hills, used to be in Edmonton. And they've got like $30 million in the bank. I don't know why people have to hate. And listen, I'm in a band called Homicide, all right? I've opened up for King Diamond and Merciful Fate, all right? I've toured with Chuck from Death. I don't need any lesson in credibility as far as heaviness. And Nickelback are a damn good, heavy band. It's game time decisions. Had to get that off my chest. What's going on?
I can't even play Nickelback. A guitar. So, that's the thing. Like, you know Nickelback. What I mean? Yeah, no, Nickelback, I'm not going to say they're my favorite band, but I respect the hell out of these guys. All they do is
they play Pantera covers live and stuff.
Yeah, they're concerts. Musicians.
Like, they're not like, they're a heavy band.
They get treated like a joke. I know, I'm with you, Morency. Listen, I don't play an instrument. I'm a big, huge fan of music, albums, everything, you know, but that's the thing. I don't really, I've never played. I try to play guitar. I suck. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? So a lot of these guys don't even know what the hell they're doing. At least you're in a band. So you can have you can actually understand what the hell we're talking about. I saw that Nickelback stuff on Twitter too. I'm like, here we go. You always seem to get in. It's always Nickelback on Twitter. It's just, these guys.
Well, it was, I shouldn't have gotten involved with that pop culture Twitter type of debate.
Yes.
I just didn't like the Nickelback reference. Use something else. What are you picking on Nickelback for? What they ever do to you?
Yeah, no, that's what they ever do to you. No, it's true. These guys are punching. They're punching bags. I don't know. There's got to be like find another band. Like you're right. Like I don't get it. Anyway, whatever.
They're like Nickelback or like the Andy Dalton of the Andy Dalton of football. the punching bag. Although Nickelback are more successful.
Yes.
If Nickelback were an NFL quarterback, who would they be? Let's see. If Nickelback were an NFL quarterback. Gotta get the right little bit of flash. They've won, but they haven't won in a little while. They're
Ryan
not Big
Tannehill?
Ben. No, Tannehill's never won. See, Nickelback have been champions before. They've been champions.
Okay, champions.
Nickelback or Kurt Warner. Champions. Good guy.
Nick Foles.
I think it's a good game. If Nickelback were an NFL quarterback. Now, Nick Foles wants to be a preacher. Like, Nickelback like the party. Nick Foles is too clean living.
But his first name's Nick.
Big Ben Nick Roethlisberger. Like, Nickelback, Nickelback don't have to, like, you know. I don't want to associate Nickelback with Big Ben either. I'm going to come up with the right guy. I got to look back at that at past Super Bowl winning quarterbacks and go, that's the guy.
See, Mark
that's
Ripper.
That's that.
Bang. Bang, 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 bang. Yes, 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 yes. Nailed it.
And they're kind of ugly. He's ugly. They're ugly.
Thought it was good.
Shout out to our ham radio affiliates. It's Mark Rippon.
Yeah.
Mark Rippon.
Mark Rippon.
I want to talk about Mark Rippon, Cam. That was a bad day for me.
Yeah.
Mark Rippon.
I'm just saying, though, like, you know, Mark Rippon, I think it just makes sense. I was just answering
our question.
That's all. Mark Rippon. man. I don't know. How the hell do we get discussions?
Like, I'm insane. But, it's really bothering me. I'm going to get the right quarterback. I'm going to be like, that's Nickelback. That's Nickelback. It's like Jim McMahon. We're going back a ways with the Bears.
I'll accept Jim McMahon, too. He's a little bit more.
He's more ZZ Top.
He's more, more shades and more, hey, like Mark Rippon's more beat down. So that's why I kind of went with that answer.
And Mark Rippon's more pickup truck. Mark Rippon never really had a great career. He just won that Super Bowl.
Well, Super Bowl's a Super Bowl, right? Sorry. I'm just gonna tell you, Super Bowl's good.
Well,
I'll
tell
me.
You what. I know. Mark Rippon's won as many Super Bowls as Russell Wilson has, as many as Aaron Rodgers has, Brett Favre has.
Ooh, that one hurt a bit. Take that back.
And as many as the great Brad Johnson has.
Yes, right? Brad Johnson. That's
great quarterback, Florida State. All right, so countdown to kickoff is on. We're fired up for the football. I look forward to seeing what Paul Bovey has to say. Every week, Paul brings nothing but insults and winners.
Yep.
So me and Cam, we got to take a couple insults from Bovey.
It's well worth it.
It gives us a winner. Like, I don't like that
game.
Gambling
weasels.
Like
I got something for you.
Don't need to bet every game. Yep. And he gives us one win. He calls us losers. And he goes, he goes back to the gym and listens to Nickelback.
That's right. Guy's doing calisthenics during our sessions half the time. See him stretching. Yeah, it's like, hey, nothing but winners. You can stretch all you like.
Paul Bovey's like an Ottawa Senator player. He does interviews on the treadmill.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Yes, he
Everybody
does. Yeah,
he's always
exercise
on the bike.
Yeah.
Played a tough game tonight. Smitty got the puck over to Jonesy.
Tough game. Tough game against the Leafs there, guys.
Got a lot of odd boost on the table. So, yeah, a lot of interesting things. And I've been putting, you know what, I've been putting it together here. And it struck me. I'm like, all right, there's six NFL playoff games this week. Five of them are rematches, guys.
Correct.
Five of them are rematches. Only San Francisco and Dallas did not play this year.
Correct.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Someday, somehow, it's going to be okay, but not now. It's game time decisions. Let's do it. We're rocking. We got Paul Bovey. I just heard Paul. He actually just turned it on. He had to turn it off. We got everybody rocking. I got people sending me Nickelback videos saying, I like Nickelback. See, I've opened up a big Pandora's box.
Yeah, exactly.
Here, big Pandora's box. All right, let's bring in Mr. Paul Bovey right now, the rocker himself, Mr. What do I call him? Train. You know, speaking of bands.
That's right.
Paul looks like this. I'm telling you, you could cruise into a wine bar. Yes, just try to say, yeah, I wrote Drops of Jupiter. Just learn a little. Nah. You're going to be a big hit. Big hit. Drops of Jupiter. I told you, Ken. I've worked with all bands, every band. Trained. Like, people always think, oh, these guys with that soft AM pop rock, FM, like Ariel Spear. Yeah, yeah, those are the guys, like, that are, like, you know what I mean? They party, like, very hard. I'm telling you, the lighter the band, the more heavier they are. That's why I always laugh. People go, oh, Nickelback.
Nickelback. I will
hang out for 2 hours with Nickelback partying with those guys.
You brought in all these guys, Devil Driver and stuff, to the store. It's like, can I get an apple? Yeah, they're like,
they'll come in, they're all in shape.
Please don't smoke in here. Yeah, exactly. And Collective Soul roll in out of a gutter. Like, they still smelled like booze. Okay, you're like, reeked. It's like,
Collective Soul. Hey, this guy's party hard. Whoa. Paul Bovey rocks hard. Let's do it, Paul. I don't know. Maybe you were at the game, Paul. I wasn't at the game, but I remember I was in Los Angeles at the time, and the reason I didn't go is because I watched my Buffalo Bills destroy Dan Marino and the Miami Dolphins. When the Bills smashed the Raiders in the AFC Conference Championship game. But where I'm going with this is, the last time the Cincinnati Bengals and the Raiders played in the playoffs, it was Bo Jackson's last game. And in fact, the Bengals have never won a playoff game. They lost that game, but they've never won a playoff game since, actually. Bengal fans call it the curse of Bo Jackson. Bengal fans were sending me tweets about it. So we're going back a ways. Bo Jackson's last game was the last time they played, and what a football player Bo Jackson was. The Raiders won that game. The question is, did the Raiders win this game? What's up, Paul? How you doing?
Doing great, Gabe. How you doing? How you doing, Cam? Nice to be here.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you.
Thanks
for the kind words about Brian Blessing. Another Vegas vet. I know you guys have crossed paths over the years.
We did, actually, he's from Buffalo. I spent a year in Buffalo back in 76, 77. So there was some commonality there, and just a class guy. I was fortunate to be on one of his broadcasts, and it was great. So, he was always prominent at the, Knights post game, interviews. And, I always appreciated his input. So, he'll definitely be missed. I know you guys were close with him.
Man, I didn't realize you were in Buffalo in those days. Were you O.J. Simpson's agent? 1976, you're the one that orchestrated the deal to get him into San Francisco.
you know, it was fun times, because the Sabres actually had a very competitive team. And, yes, the Electric Company, Joe DeLaMalore, the Buffalo Bills. And I was there for the blizzard of 77. So if you're from Buffalo, you know about the blizzard of 77, and that's what drove me out of Buffalo, ultimately, into a better climate, Boca Raton, Florida, FAU, where I graduated.
I'll tell you, Paul, there's a blizzard of 2011, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17, 2019. Like, that's the thing, Gabe. People don't understand. They're like, Buffalo, they get murdered. It's like Montreal in snow. Like, it's not even a joke. We get nothing compared to those guys. They get rocked.
Well, speaking of getting rocked, it's going to be ice cold in Buffalo on Saturday night. So as far as this, the point spread is concerned, it dipped to 4.5. Speaking of dipping, like the weather, FanDuel had dipped to 4.5. The Bengals did. Now it's back up to 5.5. I didn't think it would stay at the 4.5. Total 48.5. What do you make of this one, Paul? I know you're not firing away big time on all six of the football games, but we'll go through each one. What's your take on this one?
So, Cincinnati wins the first game convincingly, but look, they did a decent job on Joe Burrow. He passed for less than 200 yards. And look, the Raiders, what can you say? They seem like the team of destiny. They did get it done on Sunday night, as called, by the way. And I think they got a shot here. Like, if I were playing the game, and I might indulge in a few props, I'd definitely be taking the points here. I love Cincinnati. I love what they've done. But I also like the Raiders taking the points. Now, the concern here is that Carr has not performed well in inclement weather. I think his best output point-wise under 37 degrees has been 17. His average passer rating is around 78. So it's definitely a concern, but I don't think there's enough of a sample to really judge him on that. So I just think the Raiders can stay close, but they're going to need Perriman in there, who had 12 tackles in that earlier contest, and he's been a little shaky. They lost their safety, which is problematic, and he had 12 tackles in that game. But they'll definitely need Waller to step up. He had 7 catches for 116 yards in that earlier contest, and they're going to need him. So there's a lot of injury questions with these games, and I think the Raiders can stay close. Would I be betting the game at this point, knowing or not knowing the injury status of these players? No, I wouldn't be.
Paul Bovey joining us. I was on the Bengals in the first game that they played. I was on the Bengals in the over, and I thought the Bengals were going to be able to expose the Raiders' secondary. The game ended up creeping under the number in that game. But I'll tell you, Cam, the Bengals didn't go up and down the field on the Raiders' defense that day. It was a 32-13 final score.
It was 16-13 going into, like, the fourth quarter. Like, the Raiders were hanging with these guys, like, all day long. People don't remember that game. The Bengals
but
just
the Bengals were the better team all day.
Yes, they were.
And
they are
the better football team. Listen, I thought the Chargers were going to knock off the Raiders on Sunday, but they are the Chargers. So I wasn't, it was no Stone Cold Steve Austin lock of the century or anything like that. But it's a little bit different now, Cam. You know, listen, man, the fact of the matter is Derek Carr's never played in a playoff game before. So he's never played a playoff game before. Joe Burrow's like the kid, but he's never played a playoff game before. But he's actually won a national championship and played the bigger games than Carr has. The Raiders haven't won a playoff game, guys, since, I think, 2002. And the Bengals haven't won a playoff game since 1990, which is insane. I was talking about 1991 when Bo Jackson got hurt. They lost that game, but it was the year before. It was the last time they ever won a playoff game.
Yeah, they beat the Seahawks in 88 before that. Icky Woods and the gang. Yeah, I remember.
So something's got to give. Someone's got to win.
Yeah.
Who you want, Ken?
I was going to say Joe Burrow is mistake prone. So they have a shot. Look, he's capable of throwing a few interceptions here. And if I had to put my faith in one of the two quarterbacks, look, I know Joe Burrow is the more efficient quarterback when it comes to throwing for yardage, because you can make an argument he definitely has the better receivers. The Raider offense has suffered since Ruggs went out of the lineup. They've averaged, I think, 19 points a game. But I have a lot of faith in Carr. I think he's a solid quarterback. And I'm going to ride with him here. I think the Raiders will keep the game close. And again, if I were stepping in here, I would probably be more apt to just wait to see what the injury status is. I like Carr. I think he's a good quarterback.
No, I like Carr too.
I got Carr no beef too. Carr. Everyone rips Carr for no reason. The guy's a good quarterback. He's fine. He gets things done. And know what's scary now, guys? That Raiders defensive line, Max Crosby and those guys are getting tons of pressure on the quarterback. Like, they've really turned it up a notch. It's kind of scary. I like the Bengals earlier on in the week, Gabe. I'm starting to think about taking the Raiders. I'm all over the place with this game.
I'm the other way. I was thinking about the Raiders. Now I'm like, nah, the Bengals will roll them.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Renzi. We're kicking it SiriusXM channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to all of our television affiliates as well. Paul Bovey joining us, coversexperts.com, Vegas Insider. So I was just saying, guys, I read the number wrong for this game. When the number was posted, it came out at 6, and it went up to 6.5, and I was on live, and I said, oh, this number's going to go up. I said, I don't think anyone's going to want to take the Raiders in this spot. And the Bengals are a trendy team right now, so I think that's going to go up. And it didn't. It actually went down, and it went down to 4.5. That's when I started to think, you know, this is getting a little bit crazy here right now. So, you know what? I like the Bengals on the money line, Cam. I think the Bengals win the game.
I agree. I think they win the game. I'm not sure if they're going to cover the number. Raiders are a tough team. They've been proving, too. Look at all the obstacles this year. We've talked about it. Receiver, guy kills somebody, the situation with Gruden. passing of Madden, all the other things. The other player was drunk on an off-ramp. Like, they've had issues all the time, different coaches coming in and out, and all they've done is performed. And not to mention the COVID game against Cleveland, that they were screwed in the schedule. Got to give the Raiders full marks. These guys are grinders. It's a good number. It's a good number, right? Like, if it's seven, people are going to take the Raiders. 5.5, it's one of those, like, kind of lame duck numbers at 5.5. It's tough, Gabe. Like, I think the Bengals win the game. I'm not sure if they're going to cover, though, but I'll put them in some money line parlays for sure.
All right. So the Bills and the Patriots, we're going to have frigid conditions. Wind really won't be a factor. The point spread is 4. And I've got a couple of parlays to put it together here. But if you played the Cincinnati Bengals and the Buffalo Bills on a money line parlay, you're getting plus money for that. I do think the Bengals will cover, but it's a crooked number right now at 5.5. It's a strange number. And I think the Bills are going to cover as well. We can dance around. This is tough and that's tough. They're all tough, Ken. Like, which one of these games is not tough?
They're all tough.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I kind of like the Arizona Rams game and the 49ers game. Yes, they're all tough. Yeah, it's very, very, very good point. That's why there's
the Arizona Rams game is like the hardest one of them all.
Actually, I like that game a lot. Anyway,
Rams.
They're all hard.
Rams.
Cardinals. But anyway, we'll talk about that later.
There will be opportunities here in the props. That's where you got to look, because there will be some oversights, I feel. And as far as that New England game, I don't have a lot of confidence in Buffalo. I watched them last week against the Jets, and all I saw was a lot of punts. It took a lot of time to put the Jets away. I was disappointed in their effort. And if you look back to last game when they played, the difference was Mac Jones threw two picks and Josh Allen came out clean. But they both ran for over 100 yards. If Mac Jones comes out clean this game and the turnovers are equal, I think you're going to have a dogfight. And I think the 4 points will come into play. I don't understand how Isaiah McKenzie goes off for 11 catches last game in 12 targets. The remainder of the year, by the way, 9 catches, 14 targets for 53 yards. He went off for 125 yards in that game. And I don't understand where the New England secondary was, but they're going to have to do a better job there. But this is going to be a competitive game.
It'll be competitive, and it'll also be very cold. Temperatures down to 1 and 2 degrees. 1 and 2 degrees, but the wind 9 miles an hour. So it's ice. That, you know what? I always say that's not that cold. That's not that cold. But that's actually pretty cold.
It's cold.
When you get down to 1 degree... is actually when you get into to Fahrenheit and Celsius, it's actually like minus 20, Cam.
Yes,
that's like, that's real cold weather. Like that's legitimately ice cold. The ball is going to be a rock. It should be a lower scoring game that game. It's a lower total, but I think that game is a lower scoring game, Paul. This is not going to be a track meet. Belichick's going to look to run the football all the time. You talked about Mac Jones. Mac Jones isn't that good. I mean, he's okay, but he's not. You know what I mean? If they fall behind, he's in trouble. And we've seen this. He's not, like, going to win games for you, Paul. So unless the Patriots are able to do what they did on that windy night when they ran the ball 56 times, I don't see how they're going to be able to put enough points up on the board. I think the Bills' defense will show up. I can't disagree. The Bills' offense is spotty, but that's why another reason why the under's a good player. And the Bills aren't a good bad-weather team, too.
No, they're not.
This game's going to be, like, 20-10. 20-10 Bills.
I don't see 20-10. I see this as a 3-point game. If I were taking this game, which I might, I would be grabbing New England in a teaser, try to bring them above the 10 points, because those points are going to be very valuable in what you say and what I agree.
Cut his mic.
Sorry,
go on, Paul.
That's the way it works, Paul. Yeah, when our OP guy gives picks, and it's like, cut his mic.
It's like, you give the guy the hook, you know, the hook. Get him off his thing.
Yeah, this is Buffalo Bills radio. He gone. You're gone.
No, I can't just, hey. So the teaser up to double digits, I'm not going to argue.
Yeah.
I mean, look for another slide on the teaser. Grab the double digits, look for a closer game. I don't want to be in a coin flip game. And I think what this could come down to at the end is a coin flip. But with the teaser, I think it's a wise move. And I'm not a huge teaser guy, but this is a great spot for it. And You know, I don't. You make a statement. Mac Jones is not a good quarterback.
He's okay.
He's okay, but relatively speaking, look, Gabe, he's a rookie. Okay, so he's done commendably well considering the arsenal that he has. His receivers are top notch. Myers, Harry, these guys aren't great, and I think he's done a commendable job, and he'll get
better. I'm not disputing that. He's already better than a lot of other quarterbacks in the league. Yeah. And somebody in the chat says, oh, I don't say he's good, but didn't I bet on the win rookie of the year? Yeah, well, two things can be the same thing. I don't have a vote. So I'm not the one, you know what I mean? It's irrelevant whether I think this or that. And in fact, I actually cashed that bet out and I lost the money because I bet it on Michigan moments before kickoff on New Year's Eve. Yeah. God. No, it was a smart thing, Cam. He's not going to win the offensive rookie.
No,
of the
he's
year.
Not.
Jamar Chase is.
No,
Jamar Chase is.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know what I mean? Chase came on late with all those touchdowns.
I just wish you saved the Michigan monies for the Bills monies. You know what I mean? And like, anyway, whatever. We'll figure it out.
No. I got carried away.
Yeah, it happens. No, I get nuts too. Like, I do a lot of crazy stuff. How about Raiders plus 12 and a half, Patriots plus 10, Paul? You got to love that teaser. Why not?
And not to be forgotten is that the Bills really don't have a running game. The running game is predominantly Josh Allen. Let's throw out last week. I understand.
Hey, take his rush yard prop to the over.
Yeah. Yes. Singletary had a great game against the Jets, but these aren't the Jets. Okay, and this isn't a mail-in game, which it was for New York on Sunday. This is a game where the defense is going to be at full strength for New England. They had a few guys out last week. Duggar was out. You could make an argument, their best defender. They'll be at full strength, and they're going to contain the Bills' running game, and it's going to be up to Josh Allen. Yeah, the Josh Allen running prop, probably it's probably going to come in at 36, 37. That's solid to the over.
All right, let's keep it rolling here. Let's see the rushing props. Man, FanDuel doing a great job getting the props up early, but no Josh Allen yet. Devin Singletary, 59.5. Which sounds kind of high, to be honest.
That sounds kind of high.
I would have put him around.
They don't give him the ball that much.
That's good. Yeah.
Damian Harris is 60.5.
That's going to happen. That's low. I agree.
That's low, although he's injured. But, you know, Belichick always hangs the injury tag on every player. But that's low. He went over 100 last time, and I think he went over 100 in the prior. So that just seems like the number should be more along the lines of 68, 69, 70.
Josh Allen is 243.5. Mac Jones is 205.5 as far as passing yards. And I don't know. I think there might be an overreaction. I think there's going to be some value with props in this game because of the cold weather and the perception that somehow, I don't know, like it's like that Monday nighter, but it's not windy. So, yeah, it's very cold. But anyone that's been in that type of temperature, if you dress, you're fine. These guys have, like, super crazy, like, stuff now, the spandex stuff and that Lycra, whatever. It keeps them warm. And man, whatever. I used to play hockey outdoors and this stuff all the time. Like, once you're out there, you don't notice it's cold. Like, you know what I mean? When you're playing, no, you'll freeze your ass off sitting in the stands, though.
Yes, correct. If you're not moving,
that's brutal.
You're done. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's the difference. Moving. Like, oh, I saw him. Yeah, tell that to the guy sitting there. And
you got to be moving. That's the whole
thing. It's cold. All right. So, Buccaneers and the Eagles. You know, this is what's interesting to me, guys. So the Philadelphia Eagles, they played it the same with the Cowboys. They played a terrible division. So the Philadelphia Eagles record against teams that are in the playoffs this year is 0-6, and they're 1-5 against the spread, Paul, against playoff caliber football teams. Now, Dallas is a little different. They're 3-4 straight up against playoff teams and 4-3 ATS. So I'll give them a little bit of credit for that, but I don't have any respect for Philadelphia or Dallas due to the poorest division that they play in. Right? Look at Dallas. You won 6-0 in the division. Good for you. So you beat the Joe Judge. Like, Rutgers would beat Joe Judge. So I'm just saying, as far as Philadelphia is concerned, I don't think they're going to hang in this game. I know people are trying to talk themselves into it. I think the Bucs are going to beat them down. What do you think of this one?
I think that the better quarterback is probably going to be on the bench in Gardner Minshew. If you look at Hurts, he threw for 296. against Washington when the WFT had nobody playing on defense. Goddard went off for 134 yards because the linebacker Curl was out, who guards the tight end.
Hold the thought, Paul.
Okay.
We'll hit this on the other side. We'll break down the other games. We'll get into tonight's card as well.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this. It's game time decision. We got to get to all the odds boost and everything else for tonight. A couple of more minutes with Paul Bovey here. We appreciate his time. So let's pick up the pace, Paul. You know the rest of the cards. We got Philadelphia, Tampa, Dallas, San Francisco, the game that I'm really looking forward to seeing. Dallas and San, that's going to be a hell of a game. The Sunday nighter with Big Ben. We won't worry about the Monday nighter right now. It's so far away, it feels like it's an eternity away. But start off with the Eagles and Buccaneers.
So, Gabe, does anybody realize how bad Jalen Hurts is? His yardage, if you throw out that 296 in that WFT game, he's failed to eclipse, I think, 200 yards since October 24th. He's averaged about 170 yards a game. So if you're Tampa Bay, you shut down that running game. Miles Sanders, by the way, is questionable. I don't think the Eagles can keep up. As long as you get Mike Evans in the lineup, and he was questionable, it's sketchy on the practices, but he did play this past week. He was productive. They have been a little shaky, Tampa Bay has, on defense. They lost a few players. Lavonte David going on the IR was definitely a hit. Shaquille Barrett hasn't been playing. He's questionable this week. If they get him back in the lineup, he's critical to their pass rush. But I don't think the Eagles could really keep up. You see, Gardner Minshew is the wild card. He's capable of great things. I just don't think Hurts is the same caliber player. You know what you're going to get. You're going to get a menial passing percentage, job, yardage, quarterback in there. And I just don't think Philadelphia has the horses to keep up with the Buccaneers. I could see Tampa getting this 31-17.
Interesting with Tampa. You know what? I actually had the same score, which would keep it just under the number because I was thinking about the over in this game, and I keep coming back to that 31-17. I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe 34-17. But it sounds like this is a good
48. The total's 46. It goes over by two.
What the total in the nine in the
46? Correct. Yep, that's 48 over. It's a low total.
It's
46.
Is it down to 46, man? It keeps coming down. It wasn't 46. It's come down. And even 46, like that creeps over.
I think the over's the
play. I think the teaser to the over's the way to go. Because Philadelphia might not score that much, as Paul states. They might get stuck on 13. And Tampa's defense is the key. Last year, they won because of their defense, not because of Tom Brady. Right? So can their defense step up again and be dominant like they were last year in the playoffs and get to the quarterback? I'm not so sure. But no. It's a good tease game, Cam. Either way, Buccaneers, you tease it down to one, tease it down to two, whatever you want to do. You put it in money line parlays. The total is interesting to me, though. It's come down, man. I don't know why it's come down this much. People like the under here, I guess.
Well, it's because the Eagles aren't a scoring team. They had a 27 points against the WFT, as I mentioned, but all their players were out. They generally don't score a lot of points. So
like this opened at 49, to put it in context. It's come down.
You're telling me it's gone down field goal already. Wow.
Yeah. That's why I'm shocked. It's like an even 46 now. It opened at 49. That's a significant drop, Paul. Like why is it 3 points? Surprise.
At 24 type, it's not going to be 24-21, but let's say a 31-14 game, I might be inclined to go over at 45, but I don't think you'll get that.
All right, so the Cowboys right now, still three That total is 51, to clarify the total. Total is 51 there. Whatever, I'm sold on the Niners in this spot. I'm not sold on the Cowboys. I'm never sold on the Cowboys in a big spot. I don't trust Kellen Moore. I can't say McCarthy, whatever. McCarthy's won a Super Bowl before, so I'm not going to call out McCarthy, but I don't trust Kellen Moore in the play calling. Dak Prescott, I don't trust him in big games. I don't trust him against good teams. The Dallas Cowboy offense is kind of it's hit or miss. They feasted on, you know, they racked up 50 points a couple of times on bad teams, but they've been inconsistent down the stretch. And their defense, while flashy, and I'm a big Micah Parsons fan, he's great, but Diggs and his interceptions and stuff. Diggs also gives up the most yards out of any starting quarterback in the NFL. Right? So, yeah, he's got a bunch of picks. He gets burnt all the time. Now, he's been more responsible recently, and he's not going for as many interceptions now because he's been getting burnt so much. So he's toned that down a little bit. But San Francisco are just the thicker, meatier, grittier, battle-tested football team. I think they're going to go in there and just run the ball down the Cowboys' throats.
Well, who has Dallas played since that Thanksgiving Day debacle against the Raiders? The only real team that was fully stacked that played everybody was Arizona, and they lost the football game 26-23. But if you look at Dak Prescott, 7.5 yards an attempt, Jimmy G is at 8.6, and Dak fattened that up with a 10.9 against the Eagles and an 8.0 against the Raiders. And then he also had against the WFT, he had an 8, but against the Giants, 5.9. Arizona, 5.9. This team has a lot of talent. And by the way, remember that nationally televised game? They needed a pick six to put away New Orleans, and he was at 6.0 that game. It's amazing because he'll throw 35 passes and he'll end up with 220 yards. And they have such an arsenal at wide receiver. So I agree with you. I just don't have a lot of trust in Dak Prescott. And then you look at their back end. Is their back end solid? Are their corners solid? Anthony Brown was toasted, roasted by Hunter Renfrow in that Thanksgiving Day game. And they've gotten passes ever since. They just haven't played top flight competition. So I would agree with you that San Francisco should be able to throw the ball downfield and score some points, but I don't have a lot of faith in that back end of San Francisco either that got toasted by A.J. Brown for 11 catches for a buck 45. They can be had as well. So it's a game where the total, I think, is priced right at 50.5, 51. But these Dallas Cowboys have disappointed far too many times.
Cam?
San Francisco. I think they're going to do everything that you say they're going to do. They're a tough, tough team. They're going to pound the rock. Mitchell's been good. Jimmy G's fine. Him and Kittle, their relationship, I think they can nickel and dime their way down the field. They're battle-tested. They have tough players on their team. I like the 49ers outright in this spot. As I said, Morency, I have a Super Bowl tickets at 70-1. I believe in this team. They're my dark horse to go deep. I like San Francisco a lot.
Well, right now, the best player in this game, the best player on the field in this game will be Deebo Samuel, right? And he's the one, he's the X factor, and he's just basically unstoppable out of the backfield, catching passes, throwing touchdown passes, right? He's just such a dynamic player right now, and Shanahan's doing a great job utilizing him and you know, actually getting him the ball, saying, you know what, this guy's our best player right now, so let's just let him carry us. It's going to be a fun game. All right, Paul, we got to get you out of here because we got to get to some tonight's picks. But Steelers, Chiefs, Cardinals, Rams, and we got those two. And if there's like one team total, one side, one over, one under, you want to leave us with on the way out here that we remember. All right, that's Paul's play of the day on the show.
Oh, well, look, I don't even know how the Steelers got in these playoffs. It's like a bad dream that they even won 9 games. So I don't know how healthy Kansas City is. Well,
that's a good, very good dream.
My point is that they just don't belong. That quarterback 2 games ago, Ben Roethlisberger, 46 passes for 120 yards, and it wasn't much better against the Ravens this past week. Kansas City should shellack them if they're healthy. I don't know how healthy Tyreek Hill is or Kelsey is, but they looked lethargic against the Broncos, but it should be an easy win. As far as the Rams go and Arizona, I don't trust Matthew Stafford. I have no faith in the guy. He's turnover prone. And I'll just make a point about Jimmy G and the 49ers. If Jimmy G takes care of the ball, I would agree Camp San Francisco is going to win. But he is mistake prone. His numbers are great, but he's interception prone, and he's got to just take care of the football. But Kansas City should rope this team. It shouldn't be competitive, and I'm looking for them to win by 20 points plus, just like the first game.
Man, you just suck it up to our producers in Kansas City and Parker.
You got to get a look.
A good shot.
That's what we work for. We work for Chiefs Nation. It's all we hear, Chiefs every week.
You're going to get good camera lighting from now on, Paul. All right.
Yeah,
Paul
exactly.
Vegas Insider. The producers will be a fan of yours. Paul Bovey, great stuff. Follow him on Twitter, at Paul Bovey. And very, very simple. Always a pleasure, Paul. Follow him at coversexperts.com, vegasinsider.com. Thanks, Paul.
The Knicks get to 500 tonight, Gabe.
Oh, that's the pick. You got a basketball bonus pick. A bonus. Who picked for us?
Knicks plus two, Heat game over the total, over the 223.
All right. A couple of picks on the way out here. Wow. Thank you very much. Paul Bovey says he gets it done, hosting the Dallas Mavericks tonight. And what was the total, Paul? What was your total pick? The Miami Heat?
Heat over.
Heat Hawks over 222.5.
The Knicks beat the Mavs. We get to 500, 21-21. It's time.
It's too bad the Miami Heat Hawk total isn't 46. Didn't come down like that football game. 46. What? Thanks, Paul. Thank you very much. Paul Bovey, everybody. Great stuff with Paul, as always. All right, we got NBA coming up at a 7 o'clock hour here. We got NHL coming up as well. We got the Montreal Canadiens and the Boston Bruins. So let's jump into that, only because, Cam, that's one of the odds boost tonight.
Yeah,
David Pastrnak to score one goal or more, and Boston to win in regulation was plus 145, now plus 190.
Sold.
What do you think about that odds boost?
I'm sold. I like the Pastrnak to get a goal tonight. Boston, if you see on FanDuel, they're down minus 450. This game is almost unbettable. Might even want to take a shot with the Canadians plus 2.5. Oh, my God, minus 450. I like Boston to win this game and Pastrnak to score a goal, yes.
It's the highest hockey number of the year.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Like, I know it's Montreal Canadiens.
This is one of the highest.
Come on.
Even baseball. It's one of the highest numbers, that we see.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, with a money line sport. Like, honestly, when do we get up here? Like, I mean, the Dodgers a few times hit 420 and stuff this year, but it was never, you know, the Dodgers 380, you know what I mean?
That's
450.
Nuts. I know.
450. What's a 450 with hockey?
Boston's a great team.
It's plus 2.5, minus 130. I got to take it. We talked about it the other night. We didn't take it with a crack, and they ended up losing by one only.
Yeah.
The Canadians suck pucks, though. These guys are terrible.
They do suck pucks. But I'm going to say,
and they've got everyone out.
450? I don't care, man. I don't care if they bring up their junior. That line should be 300.
No, I would take the Laval Rocket. I'm intrigued, Cam. What can I get 3.5 at?
Can't believe I didn't bet that Wichita game. I gave her like plus a million last night. They actually won, didn't they? It's joking.
Yeah, they won 2-1.
You got to be kidding me. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, hey, Parker, next time you see a Maverick player walking down the street in Kansas City, tell him to go F himself.
Yeah. No, just bet Wichita.
He put $150 on you.
Yep. You guys suck.
That's what I get. That's what I get for betting on it. So again, I'm betting for a team from Kansas City.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Go Steelers.
That's your fault.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Morency. All right, we got some NBA games going off the board here in a couple of minutes. Let's get you caught up to date with the updated numbers. I've got a couple of early prop plays that I'm putting in here. So we have the Charlotte Hornets taking on the Philadelphia 76ers. Sixers lay 5.5, total 225. James Young will join us. Coach Young will join us a little bit later on. We'll get to some of the big games later on coming up here. But this game, I'm going with Terry Rozier over 18.5. This guy's been money to us. He's been one of the most consistent scorers on the Hornets. I don't see any reason why not to go back to Rozier tonight. And Embiid has been on fire, 30 or more in 7 straight games. But the prop is like 31.5 tonight. It's a little high. So I've got Rozier in on this game. Orlando and Washington. Orlando and Washington coming up here. And I'll tell you what, Terrence Ross, all right? Terrence Ross is one of these guys right now that's on fire. You always have to just identify who's hot. And Cam, he was out due to COVID protocols. And since Terrence Ross has come back, it's 15.5 tonight for Ross. He's had 33, 15, 18, 13, and 32. So he's been lighting it up. And there should be points in this basketball game. He just scored 32 points in the last matchup here against the Wizards. So I'm going with Mr. Terrence Ross. And Kuzma's up to 20.5, but with no Bradley Beal, I guess we got to go back to Kuzma here.
Yep, the sweater. I like Kuzma. I love your Terry Rozier pick, and I got one. If you can find Torrey Craig from Indiana, they got a lot of injuries right now. He's been hot in his last games, Gary Morenzi. 15-19, his props way too low. I also like the Boston Celtics at +1 against the Indiana Pacers. That's what I'm playing early. And the over in the hockey game, Montreal-Boston, over 6.
Yeah, I'm not going to play a side in the Celtics-Pacers, but I am going to play Jaylen Brown over 23.5 points. So Terry Rozier over 18.5 points. Jaylen Brown over 23.5. Let's go Sabonis over 20.5 points. And Terry Rozier over 18.5 points. So 4 early NBA props for you. We'll recap them on the other side, and we'll see what big game Jay Lettuce Berman has to say.